Welcome to Electronic Jazz, 1 hour of fusion and smooth jazz from the 1960s to the present, hosted by Dr. Jazz and produced at the studios of KCHW in Chewelah, Washington. The keyboardist of the day on today's Electronic Jazz is George Duke, who had a busy career as a player, singer, composer, record producer, and professor of music. Duke was born near San Francisco in 1946. He began piano studies at 7. He earned a bachelor's and master's degree studying classical music. Duke switched to jazz fusion and released 32 albums starting in 1966. He was nominated for 9 Grammy Awards, winning twice. Duke passed away from leukemia in 2013. From George Duke's Snapshot album of 1992, here's Geneva, with flute by Hubert Laws. Then lady saxophonist Mindy Abaire must like tequila, since she recorded Salt and Lime in 2003. The Brecker brothers, Randy on trumpet and Michael on tenor, recorded Teed Off in 1980 on their Détente release. We are enjoying Jazz Electronica today. The Jazz Fusion group Steps Ahead was founded in New York City in 1980 by the Brecker brothers and vibraphonist Mike Minieri. From their Magnetic album of 1986, you'll hear Trains. Bass player Stanley Clark was an original member of the band Return to Forever, born in 1951 in Philadelphia. He has appeared as a sideman on several hundred recordings and has been nominated for at least 12 Grammy Awards, winning 3 times. In 1974, Clark recorded Lopsy Lou.
Thank you.
You've got electronic jazz going on your radio. Let's begin this set with the jazzy rock band Blood, Sweat, and Tears doing Lucretia MacEvil in 1972. Keyboardist Patrice Rushen recorded Sneaky Pete on her signature album of 1997. One of the world's best guitarists is John McLaughlin, born in Doncaster, England in 1942. He appeared on several of Miles Davis's early fusion albums and founded the Mahavishnu Orchestra in 1971. From McLaughlin's After the Rain album of 1995, here's Take the Coal Train, Joey DeFrancesco on organ and Elvin Jones on drums.
Thank you.
This final electronic jazz set will begin with singer-songwriter Tina Marie singing Ooh La 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 from her 1987 Naked to the World. Alex Bunyon, who plays keyboards but mostly acoustic piano, was born in Switzerland in 1958. He came to Boston to study at Berkeley and released his first solo album in 1988. From Bunyon's This Time Around of 1993, you'll hear Klook Mop. And last but not least, English saxophonist Warren Hill will play Way Past Midnight in 1993 from the album Devotion.
And I tell the one you love just how much they mean to you. Because you see, sometimes the needs of the one outweigh the needs of the many. And if you understand what I'm talking about, let me hear you say yeah. Let me hear you say yeah, yeah, yeah. Let me hear you say yeah, yeah, yeah. Let me hear you say yeah.
Oh. Yo, Allie.
Thanks for listening to Electronic Jazz, brought to you by Dr. Jazz, from the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW in Chewelah, Washington.